Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2891. Are You Living the Good Life? By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick. And we're going to jump right into our next article today as we optimize your life. Are You Living the Good Life? By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. One of my favorite comedy sitcoms from the 70s, oops, showing my age here, was The Good Life. It's based on the story of how Tom Good, on his 40th birthday, decides he's had enough of the rat race, quits his job, and determines that he and his wife Barbara will become self-sufficient, while continuing to live in their suburban house next door to their snobbish neighbors, Margot and Jerry Ledbetter. Margot naturally is shocked and appalled at the thought of having chickens running loose in her neighbor's garden, and let's not mention the pig. It was a joy to watch as Tom's often harebrained schemes didn't quite turn out as expected, but the main message, which as a child I didn't get at the time, was just how hard it is to swim against the tide of societal expectation, to hold firm to your values and beliefs, and have the courage to lead the life you want. Are you living the good life? One thing I've come to appreciate, especially now, is just how much I previously chose to conform, especially in my younger adult life, following the path often predetermined by others as to what would be best and most acceptable to them. Is this true for you? What, if anything, have you done differently since the pandemic? Are you growing your own veggies? Are you working from home? Are you spending more time appreciating the simple things, like a great home-cooked meal, a beautiful glass of wine, a walk in the park, time to chat to your neighbor, or just to sit in the sunshine enjoying a cup of coffee? Are you determined to hang on to what you've come to appreciate during the time of lockdown? Simple pleasures add a great deal of happiness to our lives, but how often have we become caught up in our bubble of busy, rushing around trying to complete our self-imposed, unrealistic to-do lists, chasing our own tail as if our lives depended on it? New research has revealed that these so-called hedonistic pleasures, short-term items we enjoy that don't necessarily contribute to our long-term goals, are important too. Phew, so now I don't have to feel as guilty about enjoying buying that new outfit or indulging in dessert when out for dinner. And this is because it is our capacity to experience pleasure or enjoyment that contributes to our overall level of satisfaction and happiness in life. If living a calmer, less complicated, less materialistic, and more fulfilling life feels attractive, there are a number of ways to help you achieve this. Number one, tap into your core values. Try to identify those things that matter the most to you, that make you who you are. Things like integrity, authenticity, respect, kindness, or compassion. Make a list and then rate yourself against each. If honesty is in your top five, how well do you live up to this value? Number two, determine your purpose. This is having the understanding that you're living your life and doing those things that provide you with purpose and meaning. It's the why you're here on this earth. Are you doing what you were born to do? Number three, give yourself permission to stick to your non-negotiables. When it comes to lifestyle, you get to choose. Making the best choice comes down to understanding what's essential for you to function at your best, to stay healthy, and to be happy. If getting enough sleep makes the difference between a great day and just getting by, what can you do to ensure you get enough good, quality, uninterrupted sleep? If exercise is your thing, How do you ensure you do get to the gym, park, pool, or cycle track? If healthy nutrition is on your to-do list but never quite gets attended to, what do you need to be doing differently to make sure it gets included? If it's a non-negotiable, then stick to it. Give yourself permission to do so. Schedule in the time to make it happen. No excuses, no justifications, just do it. Number four, check out the opportunity cost. It's time to toss out what Marie Kondo would say no longer gives you joy. Unsubscribe from all those emails you never read anyway. Practice saying no more often to events that bore you, clients who are a pain in the proverbials, and people who drain your energy. This frees you up to say yes to what you find exciting, challenging, and fun, and sustains your courage to do things your way. And number five, start as you mean to finish. It's time to draw a line in the sand. You're ready to live the good life, and that means taking action. Cultivating a good life is like putting in that veggie patch. It's important to get the area well prepared first, adding in some soil conditioner or manure, ensuring you've got good drainage, and an idea of how you're going to control for pests. Then the fun starts with selecting what you want to grow first. Happiness, time in nature, trust. It's important, of course, not to overcrowd those delicate seedlings. They need space and careful watering. Starting small and taking the time to establish incremental positive change will keep your garden healthy, productive, and sustainable. You just listened to the post titled, Are You Living the Good Life? By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Thank you to Dr. Brockes. There's a good note there to remember. She said, it is our capacity to experience pleasure or enjoyment that contributes to our overall level of satisfaction and happiness in life. So it's important to have a little daily dose of happiness, something small and short-term that might not add to our long-term goals, but brings us a little bit of pleasure, maybe even anticipation. We often get hung up on only building good habits and trying to eliminate the bad, and then we forget about how these tiny things actually add up too. And it could possibly go against words we hear on this show. Sometimes when I do those Minimalist Monday episodes especially, which isn't the case today. Like she said, maybe buying that outfit is that little thing for today that you looked forward to and then finally got. Now, all that said, it's not an excuse to eat a pizza yourself and a slice of cake every single day and say that that's your daily dose of happiness, because there are definitely healthier ways to find that. But if it's been a while, you can afford it, and it's not going to set your other goals back, it seems like it could be a good decision to make. We just have to be able to tell the difference and make the best possible choices for ourselves. So make those choices today. Have a great start to your week if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.